What's up, guys? Welcome to the show. Just a little preamble before we start, referring to what we talked about during the podcast. I referred to Barbarous King as Barbarious King multiple times, and in the some universe where he hears it and goes like, well, he's obviously not a big fan, he said Barbarious King multiple times. It's because Trey says Barbarian all the time. And it screwed me up in the moment, and I was sitting here, and I'm like, and while I was saying it, I kept thinking that it sounded wrong, but I'm like, but it doesn't, and then I started calling him Barb. But just in that universe, I just wanted to correct that. Enjoy the show.
Welcome back, folks and folkettes. It's Video Games Are Hard. I'm Average Trey. I got Sid here. Another guestless episode. We're back.
Yeah, we're... I don't know.
So. you got something you want to talk about, Sid?
We have a bunch of things to talk about. It's episode 14.
Episode 14.
Of the podcast.
I didn't mention that, yeah. But that's right.
But, I don't know, we're just doing the intro. Trey thought he'd handle it, and now we're just here. You know, we're just hanging out. We don't have a guest this week. We're going to have a guest next week. We're thinking about what guest to have. I'm leaning towards one person.
I'm leaning towards the other. Actually, that's not true at all. I'm leaning towards whoever makes the most sense to me. So.
Yeah, and I think we both agree that next week's
guest. I think we're on the same page.
Next week's guest is going to be epic. And Ramato is going to be very happy with it.
You don't want to miss it.
Yeah, it's going to be a very interesting... For Ramato, Ramato's going to be so happy next week.
That sort of spoils what it is, but yeah. Okay.
Yeah, well,
only if you know who Ramato is, then yeah.
Who the hell's Ramato, you know? Some guy who works hard for the community that he participates in? What a nice guy.
Yeah. Who would do such a thing?
Yeah.
Helping a community?
Mm-hmm.
Huh. Well, anyway.
So I just have my weekly Ninji complaints.
Oh, it's time for the Mario Maker Complaints with Sid Corner.
Dude, Mario Maker's stupid. Dude, I'm so mad
at it. If it's so stupid, how come you streamed it for 12 hours last night?
I streamed it for 12 hours. Dude,
what did
last
you do
night...
in those 12 hours? Like, I saw like one level you spent like 5 hours on.
So the night before this podcast, I streamed for 11 and a half hours. It was tagged a short stream.
That's so ironic. It's amazing.
I was intending it to be a short stream. I ended up streaming for 11 and a half hours. We were going to actually record the podcast last night. This is Sunday night. Mm-hmm. We usually record on Saturday night.
But thankfully, I've got a four-day weekend, so I've got time to edit. It's all good.
So I was just like, so Trey was just like, I'm going to go eat, because Trey did a 96 Shine stream yesterday.
We'll get to that later, but yeah.
We'll get to that later, but he did a 96 Shine stream yesterday. We'll get to the less important stream first, my stream.
Yeah, well, we got to cover Sid first. He's the real deal here.
Yeah, so... Yeah, he messaged me. He was just like, yeah, I'm going to go eat, and then I'll be back. And then I was like, well, I'm going to be grinding this Mario Maker level or whatever. I want to stream. So I'll wait for Trey's DM, and then I'll cut stream. So that's why it was tagged a short stream. And then Trey showed up during the stream and, like, said something innocuous just about Mario Maker, like, just was in the chat talking about Mario Maker, and then was gone. So I was like... Are we not recording the podcast then? Like, at that point, it was ball in his court, from my perspective. And so I just ended up...
Yeah, reading. So you want me to, like, explain myself?
Go for it.
I joined the stream just to, like, see what was up. I was like, oh, he's streaming. I thought we were going to record, but all right. I figured it was going to be, you know, short stream in the title. So, okay, he'll be done soon, probably. And then, so I said something in chat. I forgot what it even was. It was just, you know, some banter. And then I left. What time was this again? Was it like late? I think
it was 11 o'clock my time. So it was 10 o'clock.
Yeah, it was pretty late already. And I went to like do something else. I think I worked on some editing for my like Piana 6, stitching some voiceovers together, some VOs.
Yep.
Most tedious part of the video making process, by the way, is like finding all the best takes of voiceovers, putting them together. Oh, it's such a drag, but... When that's over, we'll get to the fun part, which I'm pretty excited about. But yeah, I was working on that, and an hour went by, and I was like, shit, it's kind of late. I don't know. I think if Sid wanted to record, he would just have like stopped stream by now, but he looks like he's having a good time, so I won't stop him. And you know what? We'll just do it tomorrow, and that's what we're doing. So.
What's funny is that I thought, something was funny, and I was gonna start sure it with hilarious. What's funny is that, and I can't remember what the phrase was, but whatever.
Something about me showing up in your chat and then leaving, or
yeah, I was just waiting on you.
That's ultimate.
I was waiting on you. Like, if you message, just like, yeah, we're doing it. Oh no, what's funny is that I didn't actually want to record yesterday. Like,
yeah, I figured that if you wanted to record, you would have messaged me. And because I would have had to initiate, I felt like I was intruding on your stream. So
for some reason, yesterday, it was the first time in so long that streaming actually improved my mood dramatically.
That's good.
Drastically.
That's good.
And yeah, I was not feeling doing the pod yesterday, and I just started streaming, and I was just like, yeah, if he DMs me, I'll cut stream and we'll go. But yeah, so I ended up streaming 11 and a half hours of mostly Mario Maker, some Tetris. And there was like a 5-hour grind for a world record. The second time I've done that, a 5-hour grind for a specific Mario Maker world record, which was fun.
Or wasn't it one like really hard level that you, or was it a world record?
Yeah.
I thought it was just like, it looked like a pretty hard level.
I got the level down. It was like, for anybody that plays Mario Maker or knows enough about Mario Maker, it wasn't like, it was a low gravity shell jump level. So it wasn't like hard, but for me, I don't know a lot about shell jumps or do a lot of shell jumps, so I had to learn it. It was a 5-hour grind to get the record. I actually played it for an hour beforehand. Like, the first hour was me beating it. And then I was just like, I won't spend long on this. 4 hours later, I was grinding for the world record, and I got it. So that's cool.
Yeah, I was somewhat confused because I assumed that you spent 5 hours just trying to beat it.
No.
And it didn't look like it was that hard to beat, like take 5 hours to beat. So I was a little bit confused by that. But if you got world record, that's dope. So
I did. It's a very slow world record because it's low gravity, but it was the product of a lot of effort. So that's cool.
Props, man.
So yeah. So Ninja Speedruns.
Where's the new one? Where is it?
Yeah. Where the fuck is the new one?
Come on, Nintendo. We want answers.
Dude, 3 weeks ago, I was sucking Nintendo's dick. I was like, this is a great idea. What a, like, low effort. Just put, like, you just have to have an intern make a Mario Maker level, put it out every week, and it doesn't even have to be good, and people are going to be playing the shit out of it. Like, the first Ninja Speedrun was not good. It was like, a good introduction. And it's just like, we're just playing Mario.
Well, was the second one that good, though? I mean, it was Link-themed and kind of gimmicky. But
yeah, I don't know. I just don't like Link. I think I just don't like playing as Link all that much.
I've never played a single Link level, fun fact.
Yeah, you haven't even played mine.
I barely play the game at all. I just sort of play Sid's levels, and that's it. So.
I just upload a level, and then Trey grinds the world record with Rasmus S double, or what's his name? Rasmus SW.
Or is it Rasmus SW? RW?
It's not Rasmus RW.
I said that last time, that was wrong. Rasmus W? Wait, what are the two letters?
I think it's Rasmus SW.
SW. I keep saying RW. Crap.
Yeah, because his Discord name is RSW. It's not that I don't know him. He was literally in my chat earlier today. It's just like, off the top of your head, when you're trying to summon some knowledge, you're just like, what the fuck is his name?
Well, that makes sense because Rasmus is the R, then SW. Okay, I gotta know.
Yeah.
Won't mess it up ever again.
So that's what they... Anyway, so the first week, sure, basic new soup level that we talked about a while ago. Second week was them giving, again, I'm going to complain about it. They give a week of you celebrating with your stars. You just have the stars surrounding you. When you go to your profile, they'll be floating around you. It's like, you got 3 gold stars, and they're spinning around you. And it's just on every single place where your Mii is in that game. And then the next week was Link, and I was just like, yeah, this level's whatever. I still got gold stars. Super free. It's dumb. I complained about it last week. But this week, surprisingly, and I'm kind of surprised by it, but also it's Nintendo, so I'm not that surprised.
I'm not that surprised.
There is no level. There was, should have been one if we were to believe the pattern that Nintendo was going to go with for the Ninja Speedruns for Mario Maker 2. There should have been one on Wednesday or Wednesday night, but it is now Sunday night, not even Saturday. We are recording one day late, and there's still no ninja level.
You wouldn't think it'd be that hard to just make a level.
You just have to put a Nintendo intern in a room, just like make a shitty level or make like a decent level, I guess. and then put it out. That's
make
all you have to do.
Make a shitty level.
And then, but apparently Nintendo can't do that. So I went, I've gone full circle on this. I'm like, great idea. Let's see if they can execute.
Well,
it
is a great idea.
The
they
fuck?
Just can't execute on it.
Yeah. They just aren't executing. Anyway, that's my ninja complaint of the week, considering.
Well, stay tuned for if they release one next week, or this week, rather.
God, I think it's so dumb. I think it's so dumb that they're not making, like, they just put out a level.
Yeah, I know how you feel.
That's so crazy.
Or you also mentioned the idea of what if they just chose a random, relatively good level from just someone who plays the game and then use that?
People would love that. There were people with the alternative opinion. If they just scooped up a random level that they thought was good, that didn't get enough praise or got enough praise, but they wanted to see what a ninja speedrun would be made out of it. The people that made that level would be so flattered that Nintendo chose their level to be displayed as a ninja speedrun. There was somebody that had the alternate opinion. It's just like, oh no, they can't do that. Because it, like, they would hate it. So the person that it's just like, you're stealing my content. It's like, it's
yeah,
a Mario Maker
I
game.
That was so funny. It's like, if they use your level, that's like that one person views it as stealing their content. But yeah, my, like, Mario Maker content creation. It's like, come on, get out.
What are you talking about?
It's just a fucking like, level, dude.
What a horrible argument that is. I would love it. Like, if they went, hey, Sider Williams. We're
all I'm saying is,
level.
Why don't they just pick up my Pac-Man level and put it out there? I'll be rich and famous for sure.
It's that good.
First ever Pac-Man level? I have no idea if that's true, but it was one of the first. It was week one, pretty much. Maybe week two.
Maybe week two?
1-to-1 Pac-Man maze. It's epic, I swear.
Yeah. It's when Trey played the game, so it had to be a while ago.
I still play your levels, that's about it.
Yep. And that's then fun. And then you grind the world record that Rasmus got back and get it back within like 10 tries or something.
Eh, takes a few more than that, but it kind of depends. Anyway, so you've been enjoying streaming, right?
Yeah, I enjoyed it.
Enough to stream for 12 hours straight. Then again, I find that it's much easier to stream for longer periods of time when it's not a speedrun stream.
Oh, yeah.
Because when you're speedrunning, it just drains you mentally so much faster. You had to always be focused on what you're doing. But like a casual stream, you can be a lot more lax about it, and you can definitely, the time can pass by much more quickly.
Yeah.
But for speedrunning, which I actually did yesterday, I did my first stream of a speedrun in a little over 2 months, actually. I did a 96 shine stream, which is Sid's category usually. And I actually, believe it or not, I had a good time.
What?
Because I got back into any percent in like April of 2019. It's so weird. I have to like specify the previous year now. It's like, not this year, but 2019. Anyway.
It's a new year.
I got back into any percent in April. And then I actually realized that like I played that category. I kind of grinded it till like October-ish, which is about 6 months. So no slouch of a grind. And then at some point, like, towards the end of that grind, I got kind of burnt out. It all caught up to me, and I just was not enjoying streaming a whole lot. And then instead, I went to work on some other projects, such as the Pianta 6 history video, which I've been working on, and just generally trying to do some more casual gaming, specifically with Fire Emblem, which I beat Path of Radiance and Fire Emblem 7 very recently, actually, one of the GBA ones. Solid game. Much more difficult than Path of Radiance, but I beat it somehow. Good shit. But then after beating those games, I finally got back into streaming, or I tried out a stream of Sunshine again, 96 Shines, yesterday. I finished a couple full runs, which takes a while. I mean, they're like 2.5 hours plus, so.
Yep.
And my PB, which I got right before I got burnt out for a bit, I got like a quick 237, about 3 minutes off the world record.
With an amazing early game.
Oh, yeah. Funnily enough.
Incredible.
In my current 96 Shines PB, that early game rivals some of my best 80% early game ever. It's insane.
It rivals, like, I remember watching that early game and him getting to Rico. For me, like, for context, getting a sub-hour Rico 3 with the route that I use and the route that Trey was essentially using, short of one trick.
I'm pretty sure I use your exact same route, yeah.
Well, except for Underbell.
Underbell? Wait. Oh, right, because I don't do that early because it's JP, yeah.
Yeah. So, so basically the exact same route. He was the better than any pace I'd ever had. Like, he was, what, 40 seconds ahead of the best pace that I've had up to that point? And I was just like, Jesus Christ.
Which especially insane because I usually suck at early game.
Yeah.
So it was very uncharacteristic.
But I remember Trey going like, yeah, this is a really good early game, but I know shit's going to hit the fan because I have not practiced late game.
Yeah, and then it did, but that's fine. It was still like a 6-minute PB?
Yeah, definitely.
Because my previous PB was literally from 2015, a former world record, 2:43, but yeah, 2015 standards, not quite as high as 2020 standards, obviously. And yeah, so my stream last night, I got like a 2:41, then like a 2, should have been 38, but Bowser killed me by some dumb thing. It was my fault, but whatever. 2:39, but whatever. And then I'm probably going to stream tomorrow as well. I didn't stream today. I was going to stream today, but actually a friend of mine who I haven't seen in months decided to come down and I hung out with him. So that was cool.
Cool.
So I'll stream tomorrow. See if I can maybe get close, if not beat my PB. I want to see if I can bop Sid. I'm sure it's no secret. I mean, I want to get the best time that I can, but you know, if I bop Sid, I'll be like, oh, I'm so sorry, but you know, I beat you by 15 hundredths of a second, like in Bianca.
Yeah, weight. I think, by the way, while we're talking about 96 shines, shout outs to SB.
Oh yeah, SB Electric.
For beating the world record recently, beating Guy, getting a 2:34.03 2:34.03.
Still no signs of a 2:33 yet, but he came pretty close.
Yep. I think the next time I want to play Sunshine, like I haven't played this year yet. Like that sounds
this
like a
entire year.
Yeah. So it's been like a week since I've played.
Mm-hmm.
I think the next time I actually want to play Sunshine, I'll be switching to Jay.
Oh shit.
So. I'm just going to, because I have the resources, like the people that I've made friends with over the years playing Sunshine and stuff, and everybody has practice codes and everybody has a modded Wii and stuff. I think I'll look around to see if people can help me out with that. But I think the next time that I actually play the game will be on JP.
You act like people getting practice codes is a thing that just happened yesterday.
I know.
But it's been the case for a few years now.
I know. But I think it's just like a culmination of a lot. Like SB, I think was the getting the world record. Like shout outs to him, but I think him getting the world record is the straw that broke the camel's back. Where I'm just like, I'm fucking sick of this.
I'm working like, so much harder than these people. I don't get these practice resources. I'm playing on the 50-second roughly slower version.
Yeah.
You know.
So I'm kind of sick of that at this point. So.
Well, your original plan was like if I managed to get world record, you'd switch to JP guaranteed.
Yeah, but I might.
But now
not
you're just gonna
win.
Do it no matter what. So
yeah, I'm probably just gonna do it. Like I'm that's not what
motivated
I said to you
anymore.
Offhand.
No, that's cool. Yeah. I can help you set that up like whenever.
Yeah, I messaged Oat yesterday, and I said hey, and he said hey. and then I didn't respond because I'm like, I don't want to bother him. And then he's just like, hey. Good talk. So like out of the blue, I messaged out and I told him later what I had messaged him about. And he's just like, oh, I would have helped you. And then just like, he didn't really say anything past that. I'm like, yeah, okay. Like I got friends that'll help me out. I just need to do it.
Yeah, see, Sid doesn't trust me. So he has to outsource his help.
Well, you were streaming.
Oh, okay.
And I wanted
fair.
To do it yesterday.
No, totally. I could have helped you while I was streaming, no problem.
I was like, hey, do
during
this,
a
do
run,
this,
just walk you through this.
Yeah, it's just like the Turbo Bird.
But yeah, me playing 96 or Sunshine in general again, it has nothing to do with New Year's resolutions or anything. It was just like a coincidence that lined up with the New Year. I just had to take that couple month long break because I wasn't really feeling it for a while. And if you're not feeling a game, you really shouldn't play it, even if you're sort of known for that game. Just don't force yourself. That's my best advice. So
unless you earn a livelihood based off that game.
Yeah, if I would, dude, that's why I could never. I've never once, not even when I was starting out, had the idea to be a full-time streamer. Because if I was reliant on playing Sunshine when I really didn't want to play it, it would just be depressing, man.
That's why it's admiring for like streamers like Admiral Baru, who recently got signed by Twitch.
Mm-hmm.
Shout outs, like harken back to the Mixer conversations and stuff like that. Admiral Baru has been signed by Twitch to stream. He's just a pure variety streamer.
Yeah.
He goes back to some games, but he's mostly variety, and it's really, really something to admire.
I feel like unless you're variety, I think variety is the only way, either variety or IRL stuff is the only way you could really enjoy streaming full time forever, potentially.
Yeah.
Because if you're just known for like one or two games, you're not going to enjoy those the rest of your life, most likely. So.
Well, it goes back to what you were saying before about how speedrunning, like doing a speedrun stream is much more taxing on you
that too.
As a stream game. Because I was actually talking to somebody about it yesterday. I did my 11 and a half hour stream of Mario Maker and Tetris. I would be so much more tired if it was 11 and a half hours of Sunshine.
Yeah, totally.
Cause I was just kind of like, I'm kind of still okay. Like, I know I need to sleep right now, but if I was Sunshine, I'd be like, fuck, like I wouldn't have lasted that long. One. And, I would have immediately gone to bed.
Dude, my hard limit. Back when I actually ran 120 shines, my hard limit was like the length of two full 120 runs back to back. So roughly 6.5 hours is like my limit. Beyond that point, I just cannot hardly function.
Yeah. I get that.
Whereas like around the time I was like mostly doing 120 for like the ultimate sub 3 grind, which was late 2017 mostly, that was also when Mario Odyssey came out. And I could like stream my full 100% Mario Odyssey first playthrough in its entirety. And I could just do like 8 hour sessions of that game like it was nothing. Like 8 hours fly by just like that. Whereas in speedrunning, you always have to just like be in the game constantly, and it wears on you so much faster.
Well, it's like different because the stream that I was doing yesterday was Mario Maker and Tetris. So like Tetris isn't a free game. Like you still have to focus during Tetris, but you can mess up and like recover. And with the IL grind in Mario Maker that I was doing, you can mess up and then just restart another run. It's totally different. But in Super Mario Sunshine or just like any speedrun stream, if you screw up and it's a 2.5 hour run and you're an hour and a half in, you have to live with that.
Yeah, like there's so much more at stake for longer full game runs. You're right. Yeah, like IL streams, those are super easy to like bust out, you know, 8 hours at a time.
Well, that's what I did before, like the Nokia 6 Reds streams. I did, I think I did like 25 hours of Nokia 6 Reds streams in 4 days.
Yeah. And you had and like a million viewers, right?
Yeah.
Everybody loves to see Nokia 6 Reds.
Do you know what people love? IL Mario Maker 2 streams. That is what the people want.
That is like the most highly sought after stream. It's just like high in demand, you know?
What's funny is that people get invested, dude. Like when you grind a random level in Mario Maker, there were so many people when I got the world record, there were a few people that typed in the chat being like, "Okay, thank you for getting this. Now I can go to bed."
I can't sleep till he gets this.
Yeah. So they just like watch an hour of me grinding. It's just like, "Well, I can't leave now. Like eventually he's going to get this and I don't want to miss it." You get invested.
I used to really enjoy GoldenEye streams of just a random IL. I've never played GoldenEye in my whole life, but something about, I guess, listening to like the R. White Goose speed lore videos really got me into the history behind certain levels, and I gained an understanding for how optimized they truly are and sort of like the skill set it requires. And seeing those ILs be grinded out, it can be really fun sometimes.
I'm trying to think, who played, was it, Justin DT.
Justin DT, he was a former top 10 GoldenEye player.
Yeah.
He was also quite amazing at Sunshine in his time. He didn't play it for too long, but he had the 20 shines world record. He had the Pianta 6 IL world record. He was really good.
Dude, people are great at at Sunshine for like short bursts.
Yeah, there's some really talented players. I think like Evan 44, another Canadian player, he has like a 117 now, roughly.
Yep.
And he got that relatively fast. He had the Bianco 4 IL world record, which is also super competitive. And so Ouija bopped him back as Ouija's just insane. But like Canada Evan, some, like, another really talented player for sure.
There, Canada has some really good
Nebulad as well.
Nebulad's quick.
Started in like, dude, he started in September 2018 and he already has like a 116-17.
Yeah. And then nutty. Syrup.
What is with former... these Canadians getting good extremely fast? And then like,
except for me.
And then Sid's like the
actually,
exact
no,
opposite.
I was pretty good pretty fast.
Sid's the slow roller, just like slow improvement, but he will improve, you know?
Hey, I was top 10 when Google spreadsheets were a thing.
You're right.
I don't know how fast I got that, but I definitely wasn't struggling to get sub 2 or anything like that.
You were number 7.
Yeah.
I feel like we mentioned that like 5 times now, but...
Yeah, but let's mention it again.
We got to mention how we used to be relevant in SNS.
Are we... Oh, this is a good one. Are we retired?
Are we retired, Sid? Are we?
Are we retired?
Why would you ask that question, Sid?
Yeah, it's a good question to ask. Phoenix actually asked it for first. So we're going to... We announced that we were going to do Die Hard, the Christmas movie, as our team name for the bingo tournament.
But now, that's coming up. Sorry, guys. We're going to have to not give you that paycheck we promised you because we have a new team name.
Yep. It's Are We Retired?
And for those of you who get that it's referencing our former name, which we're not going to say because we're good Christian boys now,
mm-hmm.
It's a pretty funny reference. I think, not even if you don't get the reference in Are We Retired, it's just like a funny little like thing. It's like, oh yeah, Sid and Trey, they're super old players. It's like, are they retired? I don't know. Let's find out if we watch it.
Yeah. So that's our team name now. It's so good.
That, somehow I knew that we would actually find the perfect name after the deadline, which was January 1st. And luckily, it wasn't too late to change it. I asked Ramado if we could change it, and he said yes. And I was like, yes, we changed it.
It took him 30 seconds to change it.
Yeah, literally, I messaged him while he was asleep, and right when he woke up, he was like, changed. I'm like, oh, thanks, okay.
Well, Trey was sitting there going like, yeah, I don't want to bug him. Like, I don't want to bug him to change it. I'm just like, we could just message him. Just like, we'll do it next tournament.
I mean, it was
like
ass o'clock where he was after all.
It was ass o'clock.
And we memed about like, oh, ass o'clock, my favorite time of the night.
Still ass o'clock. How long is ass o'clock?
You know what happens at ass o'clock?
But yeah, so the bingo tournament starts January 20th on Speed Gaming. So
that's coming up.
Yep, it's coming up fast.
However, we don't do our first match because we get a bye because we're so epic.
Yeah, we're top 8 seeds.
So our first match will be sometime after January 27th.
That's really convenient too because we were really worried, or Trey was really worried about having to, at the end of his vacation, which is coming up, we're going to have to take a little quick aside. We're going to take 2-week break from the podcast because literally can't do it.
We've literally done 14 weeks in a row, solid, never missed a week. And it will go to 15 because we got time for one more next week. But I'm actually going to be going on vacation on a Hawaiian cruise with my familia, which for those who don't know, that's Spanish for family. With mi familia in a Hawaiian cruise from January 16th to the 26th, which should be a total blast.
That's cool.
I've never been on a cruise and never been to Hawaii. This will be 2 first for me. We're going to have to miss 2 weekends, so the podcast will take a break for 2 weeks, but we'll return after those 2 weeks. So
yeah. We will also remind you next week that we are taking a break. So.
Yeah, next week we will start the podcast with that reminder, so that if you're wondering where the fuck we are, that's where I am.
So we were worried Trey was going to be coming back at the end of the first week of the bingo tournament, so we were going to have to throw in a last minute scheduled bingo match against whoever.
Like right when I'm super rusty, just from vacation.
Like hasn't played for a week, just been on a Hawaiian cruise, come back, have to play fairly high level bingo, I guess.
Well, our first round, let's see, we're not going to play someone like too crazy, right?
I don't remember. I don't know who we're going to play, but
hopefully not.
But yeah, so because we get a bye, we don't have to worry about that.
That's not worked out perfectly.
He can practice, like, because we're so good, or we've previously been really good at bingo, we don't have to worry about it. Great.
Shout out. Dude, that's top player privilege at its best.
Yep. We don't have to worry about Trey being rusty.
But you know what? Maybe I wouldn't be too rusty, because being on vacation at Hawaii might get me into the sunshine mindset, the vacation mindset, you know, like Mario.
You know what? That's a great point.
Maybe I'd come back even stronger somehow from that.
Maybe you'll go do the IRL flood, like hover nozzle again.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I forgot I did that. When I was in California a couple summers ago, I decided to try this thing that was in San Diego. I forget what it was called, but they literally have these water jet things you can like take above these little lakes they have. And you literally have this like hover nozzle looking thing. And it's like hooked up to like this inner tube to a boat. And you literally just like hover nozzle your way over this water. It's so sick.
I think you just had photos. You didn't take a video, right?
I had a video. It's on my Twitter somewhere.
Oh, you did have a video.
I had a video recording. Let's see. It was summer 2017, so it was 2.5 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
But I did post a video, and yeah, I had a grand old time. I figured I actually saw that. I was like looking for things to do in California that I don't want to miss out on while I was there, or things I didn't want to like regret not doing before I left. And I was like, you know what? What if I do an IRL hover nozzle meme? That'd be perfect for Twitter. So,
dude, IRL rocket.
Ooh, that would be my next calling.
That'd be horrifying.
I don't know if that really exists, but it does sound terrifying.
That'd be dope. So yeah, while we're still talking about sunshine, for however long we're going to be talking about sunshine. So there have been new world records set. Like we shouted out SB for 96 shines, but Guy has reclaimed the 79 shine world record. Although he lost 96 shines, he reclaimed it from SB. Dude, I didn't even think about that. He took the world record from SB in 79 shines, and SB took Guy's world record from in 96 shines.
Flip-flopping records like it's nothing.
That's so actually interesting.
Although Guy's record was actually super remarkable because it was almost a 219. It was a 2.2011 or something.
Well, SB's 96 shine world record was almost a 233.
Ooh. I think Guy's was a much bigger cut, though.
So, I think Guy's was much better.
So congrats, Guy, you win. It was literally a 50-second cut or something. It was nuts.
Yeah, it was impressive. He's an impressive guy. He said it was just like, oh, I guess I'm not rusty. He's one of those guys. Just like, oh, I guess I wasn't rusty.
No, I guess I'm good at this game. Okay.
Well, all right. Well, I guess I'll go for 96 shines now.
He's probably going to get a 232 tomorrow. Just watch.
No.
It's going to be over,
I'm going to start using Jay. Everybody gets to
get him with Jay. Get him with Jay.
I need to bop everybody with my overpowered Bianco Hundo, and that's pretty much it.
Yep.
So in addition to those two world records, Ouija has again, we didn't talk about it last week because he actually broke the record in any percent. Was it 114.13 now?
Yeah, that's correct.
And he broke it the night after we recorded last week. So
like it always really happens that way.
Yeah. He just like that night, I think that's happened twice where we recorded the podcast and then that evening Ouija broke the record. I'm like, great. Well, so I wrote it down. So it's here. It exists. Shout outs to Ouija. Shout outs to Guy. Shout outs to SB.
Damn. So literally three new world records in main categories in Sunshine the past 2 weeks.
It's, you know what? Dead game.
Still a dead game.
Still a dead game. Fuck that. It's a dead game.
Fuck that game.
Yeah. Fuck that game.
Are we retired?
Are we retired? But yeah. So that's the world record news. For Sunshine, anyway. I don't know about other games. Maybe Celeste's world record got broken?
I'm sure there were some other world records in some games at some point.
I don't know. This is the only game that I actively follow.
In other news, AGDQ started today.
Oh, did it?
Yeah, this was day one, Sunday.
Hmm.
And the opener run was actually a good friend of ours, Brady Flitterbear, with Hat in Time.
Cool.
It was actually a race with someone else that I'm not really sure who he is, but apparently Flairbear did a really good run, so shout outs to him.
That was Flairbear.
Proud of him, man.
Yeah, AGDQ being this week. I guess it doesn't really even make sense if we're recording the podcast right now, but I thought that this was the last one before the break that we were going to have for the podcast, so I was going to be like, everybody just spend your time watching GDQ, but thinking about it now, it's just but actually have this podcast. We're recording it now. It's this
now
week.
You have the podcast and GDQ at the same time.
Yeah. Everybody go back. Well, actually, when we're taking our break, go back and listen to all of them. Sapphire Blue World, who's a mod in my chat, thinks they're really good. I don't know what she smokes, but something's
about
wrong.
What?
She thinks our podcasts are good.
No way.
Yeah. So she had just finished the backlog, and now she's just like, oh, they're good. And I'm like, okay.
Well, thank you.
I guess.
Appreciate that.
Yeah.
It's always good to hear that people enjoy this, right?
Yeah, it is really nice.
It's fantastic to
hear that people enjoy this.
You know what? That actually gave me an idea. I actually haven't checked the GDQ schedule a single time until this moment.
Are you going to look at it on the podcast?
Yeah, let's look at the schedule. You want to open it up yourself?
Sure, I'll
I can link it to you if you want.
Sure.
You have to do a little less work that way.
A little live looking at a schedule.
This is our first reactions to the schedule. What do we got? Mega Man 7.
Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword.
Ooh, bomb bowling. Oh boy.
Dude, Legend of Zelda Skyward Sword is on right now.
Holy shit, gymnast, let's go.
I could be watching that. Oh, what a
man,
great run.
There has to be a lot of 3D Zelda here because of all the major breakthroughs that came in 2019.
Dude, there's actually, I was just about to mention the new Zelda Ocarina of Time glitch. There's always a new Ocarina of Time glitch. You know about the new any percent affecting Ocarina of Time glitch?
I don't really.
I don't really either. I don't really either. And apparently, it's not RTA viable yet. But
great.
Apparently, when it's RTA viable, or if they put enough effort in, or whatever, if it's possible, it'll be like a 10-minute any percent.
Oh, wait. You know what? I did see a tweet saying like, don't worry, it'll never be RTA viable, so nothing to worry about.
So it's going to be RTA viable.
So it will be RTA viable by the end of this year, I'm sure.
It's like announcing you're retired. It's like, oh, this Ocarina of Time glitch isn't RTA viable.
As soon as I saw that, I was like, all right, it's a ticking time bomb now. When's it going to happen?
Yeah.
Because you know so, it's going to happen.
It's going to be viable.
It'll happen before we upload this podcast. It'll be like 10 minutes when we upload this.
It's like when the only person that successfully retired after announcing their retirement is Quan so far. Quan Iza.
I'm impressed. Me with 120 shines.
You with 120 shines.
Yeah, I can retire from one category, right?
I guess if that's the rules. Sure.
Wait. Are we retired?
I am kind of retired. Right now I'm memeing with Reed that I'm retired, but he's just like, no, you're not. And I'm just like, yeah, I'm retired.
Damn,
like,
Reed is woke.
Reed does not like the idea of me retiring. And that makes me feel kind of nice.
Dude, yeah. Reed really cares about us. He wants us to play the game.
Yeah. He's like actively mad at me that I didn't, I'm not using JP or trying hard enough in 96 shines. And it both makes me feel kind of bad, but also kind of motivates me. It's interesting.
Did you say that Reed actually low-key motivated you to play Sunshine again?
Yeah, but I'm not currently playing it.
He's like, yeah, you know those words that Reed said? It really resonated with me. You know, maybe I should get back into the game.
They did resonate with me. He was just like really genuinely angry with me about like not trying my best, essentially. So that's kind of interesting.
Anyway, what have we got on Monday on AGDQ?
Back to Monday. I was looking at
Mario & Luigi Superstar Saga by... where's the runner name? Oh, Sioric. Oh, it's a co-op. Sioric and Mermelio. Huh, I know Sioric pretty well, but...
Which game?
Mario & Luigi Superstar Saga.
Hmm.
It's a really good, solid Mario RPG on the GBA.
Where's Legend of Zelda Four Swords Adventure? Why is that not here?
That's a good question, but, you know, Sioric actually does run that game. Is that where you got that from?
No, I didn't know.
That's unrelated, okay.
Unrelated, I'm just making shit up. As
actually,
I said.
Funnily enough, Four Swords Adventures has had pretty good representation at GDQ. It was that one in at least the past couple of years, I forget which one, though, by Z-Master, who's, like, the god of that game, essentially. Hmm. We got a Sonic Black, Sonic Colors, Sonic CD...
We're going through the schedule. This is going to be released in early afternoon on Tuesday.
Right. I know. I'm going through an order, though.
Yeah, I know.
This is our first initial reaction, right?
Yeah, I guess so. Dude, Riven? There's a speedrun of Riven?
What?
I love Riven.
I don't know what that is.
Old PC game, Myst and Riven. I am going to watch the shit out of that. So if you're listening to this on Tuesday, yesterday I had a great time watching Riven. Oh, Myst 3? Okay, so real Myst? Dude, there's like a block of it. That's
dude,
that's
it's
at 1:45
like
a.m.
1:45 a.m. your time. Perfect.
I have to work on Tuesday. All right, I'm going to be tired.
You still got
to
work on Monday.
Yeah, I guess.
You'd really be screwed then.
I got a nap. I got a nap on Monday. But yeah, I'm really looking forward to that. I did not know that was a thing. I didn't even know people did speedruns of it. To be fair, I didn't know people knew that that game existed. I played it so much when I was a kid with my older sister. And like there's like its own language to it. It's kind of Fez-like, if anybody knows what Fez is.
I've seen Fez.
Where you have to kind of learn the language of the game in order to solve puzzles sometimes, and it's a great game. I'm really looking forward to that, actually.
Nice. And they end off Monday with some Doom games, it appears.
Yeah. I was watching Distortion 2. I've been watching a little bit of Distortion 2 lately, and he was talking about Doom Glitchless. And he's just like, Doom Glitchless is really lame. But this is apparently 100% Nightmare, so it probably got a shit ton of glitches. See, when it's like when you're making Zelda OOT glitchless or anything like whenever there's a game that has so like the reason that it's so popular, not that OOT is so popular because of its glitches, but it's more popular speedrun wise because it has so many glitches. When you remove all of it, I feel it's the same way with Hoverless in Super Mario Sunshine, where like why, like just why, like why remove that? But
I don't know. Like Hoverless seems like a fun challenge at first, and as like a casual, you're wondering how the heck that's even possible.
Yeah.
But once you realize how to do eel and stuff, not a whole lot changes except you're taking away a key mechanic that makes the movement fun in the game.
It makes it so much fun. It makes it so much more fun.
Hoverless is fun to do. I've said this before. It's fun to do for like a month or so, but then it gets boring pretty fast. Yep. I grinded Hoverless like summer 2018 and got like a top 3 time or something. I think it's top 5 now probably. And I don't know. It's fun at first, but it gets boring pretty fast.
Yeah, but can you beat Super Mario Sunshine without using the flood at all?
Oh yeah, shout outs to the Alpharad video. Yeah, Alpharad made a video about his challenge of beating Mario Sunshine Hoverless, and he did it. Actually, funnily enough, it was Rat, Bouncy Boy, and me helped him with that video in various ways. Like, I personally made, like, this little spreadsheet for him, essentially covering, like, some key info on how to complete and or speedrun the more difficult levels in Hoverless, like Pin of 3 or Casino Skip, stuff like that. I sort of like broke it down for him, and he said it helped him a lot. It was a good resource, so I'm part of why that video was able to be made.
I wonder what Bouncy Boy did.
I have no idea. I know Rat helped with like some visual stuff. He probably used like some Photoshop to do some crazy stuff.
Yeah, he probably made a layout.
He made his layouts, of course. Rat always loves his layouts.
I think that... Yeah.
I have no clue what Bouncy Boy did. I'm sure maybe he also gave him some info. I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know, because Bouncy Boy was a top Hoverless player. He actually ran it at GDQ in a race against Cathlon.
Got destroyed by Cath in a race. It was brutal, but he did race at GDQ, so he knows his Hoverless for sure.
The one thing that Cath said during that entire run, Bouncy Boy was doing commentary with the best of them. There was commentary on the couch. Mm-hmm. Cath didn't say a word until Eel, where he described the thing that I found. And I was like,
yeah,
what?
Is that all he described was like the cylinder on Eel?
Yeah, he just described the vortex on Eel.
Oh, I'm glad the world knows now about that cylinder.
That's the one thing he said.
But dude, Cap was like so in the zone. He was just going off that race.
I think if you asked him, he would say he was nervous.
Yeah, probably. And also back in those days, he was definitely a little less open than he is nowadays. Nowadays, he's a lot more talkative than he used to be. Mm-hmm. Back in the day, like in his true, fully degen grind, like his prime in SMS, essentially, He was definitely a different person than he is now.
Oh yeah, way different.
Well, at the root of it, you can tell it's the same calf as he used to be. Yeah. But
he's the same guy.
You know, at heart, he's the same, but he's definitely, personality-wise, he's evolved quite a bit.
Well, we covered it in the Cathlon episode.
Yeah, so go check out the Cath episode if you're curious about that.
Shut the fuck up, Sid.
I want to know more about Cath. He's an interesting fellow.
Yeah, it's a good episode. Not enough listens, IMO.
Yeah, I agree.
Back to this GDQ list. ZFG's Ocarina of Time, no source requirement, 100%, is on Wednesday night.
Oh, you just skipped Tuesday entirely? The fuck?
Well, I don't know. What's on Tuesday? What's on Tuesday?
Terraria.
Chippy. Chippy's on Tuesday. Anybody interested in Chippy?
Yeah, I'm looking forward to Chippy.
Battletoads Game Boy? I'll get my mom to watch that because she beat Battletoads. Not for the Game Boy.
Oh, no. This Tuesday has Pokemon Sapphire, which Sapphire was looking forward to.
Oh, yeah. Sapphire Blue World.
Literally in her name.
Yep.
Oh, and before that is Super Castlevania 4, which is actually... I remember many, many years ago beating Super Castlevania 4 on emulator. I may or may not have used a few save states. I'm not a real gamer, but it was a really fun game. I really enjoyed it.
Save states don't make you less of a gamer. They just make the game, the video game, easier.
Now, if you ask Mike Matei, you know what Mike Matei says?
What?
Have you seen that Mike Matei thing on Twitter?
No.
He essentially just like is gatekeeping what qualifies as beating a game. He was talking about he said, retweet if you agree. If you beat a game using like the rewind feature on the virtual console, whatever, online feature, you didn't truly beat the game. And he got so much shit for that. It was hilarious.
That's funny. Well, but, it is. That's the Switch feature, right?
Yeah. And like no one would argue that using save states isn't different than not using save states. But it's silly to argue in like today's society, you know, full of better of life improvements in gaming. You know, there's only so many hours in the day. You gotta like respect your time. If you're losing over and over again, like if you want to use save states to just, how do I word this, like you can use save states to not waste your time, essentially.
Yeah, you want to see the rest of the game, and you're just like, okay, I want to see the rest of the game.
I get it. It's tough. I got to use save states to beat this, but whatever.
Like, yeah, you might be not allowed on a speedrun leaderboard with save states, but
you're still, it's ridiculous as like a retro gamer or whatever to gatekeep something like, oh, did you really beat that game? You use save states or the rewind feature, so I don't know if it counts.
You know what? The namesake of this podcast is video games are hard. Save states just make it a little, they're a little bit, making them a little bit easier. That's it.
Yeah, not everyone's down for the challenge. And you know, sometimes you got to save state it up.
Yeah.
And yeah, also like JonTron got in there and started like agreeing with him. He's like, I don't see why anyone's hitting on him for this. And it was just like a funny thing to watch unfold. But
I don't think I've ever used a save state in a game.
Well, you, sir, are an epic gamer.
Well, like, other than saving... Is just saving the game counted as a save state?
Save scumming?
I've save scummed. I've definitely save scummed.
Oh, dude, save scumming is, like, a requirement in Fire Emblem. You have no idea.
What's the most recent game I save scummed in? I don't think I did it in Death Stranding. I did it somewhere. I don't remember what I did. But I just, like, you die, and you're just like... You know what? I don't want to spend another 45 minutes. I'm just going to reset.
Yeah, see, it's like, okay, eventually, if you play enough, you could beat stuff without the help of exterior save states and stuff. But do you really have that much time on your hands to just, like, know what I'm getting at?
Also, you're just playing the game alone.
Yeah,
you know?
In a single-player experience, it's fully up to you. If you're not, like, playing against someone... And getting an advantage over someone, it doesn't really matter. It's a single-player experience. You can do what you want to do.
You know what? I'm vehemently on your side now. I was kind of on your side. Now I'm vehemently on your side. You're allowed to use save states, everybody. Everybody, you're allowed to use save states.
Mike Matei, he's a great artist and great on the Angry Video Game Nerd, but not the greatest opinion on that tweet, I got to say.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Not the greatest opinion. Just an opinion we disagree with.
Yeah, you can have your opinions.
Do whatever you like.
But just on Twitter, expect some backlash. That's all I'm saying.
It'll happen. Oh, Yellow Killer Bee is going to be hosting.
Oh, shit.
At the, or some games. I don't know what games, but.
You mean doing donos and stuff?
Yep. That's what
she's always a good dono reader. Solid choice for that.
There are a lot of good dono readers. Like Covert Muffin's really good. Patty's going to be doing some. For anybody who knows Patty, he streams Mario Maker 2.
Does he go by Peekle, Patty?
No.
Is this a different Patty?
I think so.
Okay.
I think he just goes by Patty. P-A-T-T-Y.
There's a Peekle who goes by Patty as well. I don't know if he still uses that moniker or not, but yeah.
There's a lot of Sids out there.
Are there?
There's Critical Sid.
Oh,
okay,
yeah.
Maybe there's not that many.
Different spelling.
Maybe there's
Sid.
Not that many. There's a few. There's a few.
C-Y-D.
I'm definitely not. I'm not the most well-known Sid. That's all I know.
You're the most well-known Sid in Sunshine.
Yes.
Got that going for you. Apparently, the process to actually... Because GDQ has gotten so big, apparently the process to actually be qualified to read donos is pretty intense. Like,
oh yeah,
I was talking with a deaf who were trying to set up that 2P1C practice for. We haven't really worked on that recently, but we're getting to it. He wanted to do some donation reading for like some newer GDQs. He did donations for AGDQ 2015 during my 120 Shine speedrun edit. But back in those days, pretty much you would just like sign up and you would do it. Like it was way less strict to be able to do it. But nowadays there's like a whole like audition process and you essentially read through certain lines and they give you these example prompts you got to read through and they grade you on that. And people who get the best grade apparently get to read donations.
I thought you were going to say they had a background check.
Well, maybe they do that too. I don't know.
Because you get as a host of a GDQ or anything like that, you have a lot of power.
You do. You're literally in control of what 150,000 plus people see at any given moment. So
yeah,
or what they hear,
specifically what they see. But like when the runner is just like, oh, go ahead. You have the power.
Yeah, you literally, if they get one bad apple, could ruin the whole show. You know.
Yeah, you just say just like, oh, why don't you go help cancer? What was that one guy that said? Go help cancer by throwing yourself in front of a
that
bus.
That was some random guy in the crowd.
Oh, okay. Well, I know it wasn't a host, but like, you know what?
To be fair, that was hilarious. Like, why don't you help avoid cancer by standing outside of the, like,
out in the street and get run over by a bus, something like that.
Something like that.
Like,
yeah.
Go out in the street. Yeah, I remember that. And everybody's just like, what? What just happened?
During the Super Metroid race.
Mm-hmm.
Good times.
Yep.
But yeah. So, Adef was telling me about that. I think he tried to audition for a more recent GDQ, but was literally like 1 point away from getting accepted, which is kind of unfortunate. But
wow.
Yeah, it's intense.
If I ever go, I will go try to go through the process just to see. Like, if I don't make it, just to like for research.
I think you got a good shot at making it, honestly.
I'm
if you try like, your hardest.
My Super Mario Sunshine time, it's like, oh, we don't care. It's like, oh,
you
okay.
Just like throw in some sunshine plugs during your donations.
Yeah. I just make like sunshine puns all the time. That'd be funny.
That'd be hilarious.
Like, oh, look, it's a strange old man in a white coat. Just like the worst puns.
Just like say things that donations didn't even say. Just like just make it up, put it in there.
Yeah, I just make it. See, you can make up your own donations. That's my point.
Yeah, you could do so much. You have so much power. You're right.
Yeah. Like you do have, I'm pretty sure you do have people, like I don't know anything about this, but you do have people that give you donations to read. But you could just be like, you know what? Fuck it. I'm not going to read that one.
Screw you.
I'm just going to talk.
I'm going to read it and just make up the words that they said. Yeah.
Hmm.
Actually, I'm pretty sure if you did that too much, they'd probably wise enough to kick you out.
Yeah, well, they'd kick you off pretty fast, but you do have the ear of 100,000 viewers depending on when you're hosting.
You can at least get away with it one time, right?
Yeah, and then you're just like, oh, I'm banned. It's like, yeah, but I don't know. People wrote stories about me.
One day when you actually want to apply for that position, they're going to hear this podcast, and you'll be like, oh, shit, what are they up to?
No, I'm not doing it.
We can't allow this Sid guy. He's up to no good.
No.
He's going to do some weird plug. Say a strange man in a white coat randomly. It's gonna be cringy.
I'm gonna try to be good, maybe.
But yeah, what are we on? We're on Wednesday, we got ZFG.
Yeah, we got ZFG. We got Cadence of Hyrule. I didn't even, ooh, like, there are games that I played. I didn't actually finish Cadence of Hyrule. I got stuck, and I was just like, I got bored.
I watched Dapper Pinguino play that for a little bit.
It's a fun game. But
is it purely a rhythm game, or is there more to it?
Well, there's puzzles and stuff. You have to move at a rhythm.
Yeah.
But they're also... it's a rhythm, but the rhythm changes based on the song that's playing, and there are like tiles that up the tempo and slow down the tempo. So I don't know. You could just move fast. You could just move fast when there's no enemies around. Like, it depends on when the enemies are around. So maybe that could be interesting. Bringing up the fact that it's based on the entire game's based on a tempo might make it kind of rhythm gamey, but
maybe there's like some ways you can speed up the tempo, speed run. Feel me?
Yeah. Yeah.
I remember Dapper telling me, or it was someone saying, that the final level was actually like surprisingly hard. But
I got stuck on a puzzle in the final dungeon, I guess.
Maybe you told me that.
And then I went back to play it and I beat the puzzle, and then I went, and then I just like got hounded by enemies. I'm like, I don't really want to play it anymore.
Does get pretty tough,
I guess.
Apparently.
I only gave it like one shot. Maybe I'll go try to beat it tonight. Sounds good.
Video games are hard. What can I say?
Video games are hard.
There's also got Ghouls and Ghosts.
Monkey Ball.
If you're into that.
Ghouls and Ghosts.
It's a very tough NES game.
Yeah, he's not using save states.
Oh, hell no. Mike Matei approves of this.
Hmm. Are Ghouls and Ghosts on the Switch? I think Ghouls
I have
and Ghosts
no clue.
Are.
I've never looked at the classic library.
I have. I want to play a lot of Kirby games. There's like the new SNES games and stuff. They actually keep updating them.
Oh, Kirby Superstar is really solid. You should play that.
Yeah, there's a long list of good Kirby games there that I want to go through, and I also want to play Star Fox 2. But I haven't gotten around to it.
Ooh, on Thursday, they start off with Bonus Game 3.
Ooh, I love that.
My favorite. Bonus Game 2 was decent. Bonus Game 3, though. Oh, man.
Dude, Bonus Runner's playing it.
What?
That's
And the
crazy.
Bonus is Bonus.
What?
And on Mike, on donations, it's Ito Bean.
Oh, okay. Bonus host.
Bonus Game 3. Bonus Runner. Bonus. Ito Bean.
See, the next host is Patty. The next host is Patty after that.
Is that P-Cole or is that someone else?
It's Patty. It's a guy that plays... He was at the Mario Maker Coliseum, like where Grand Pooh Bear and a lot of those guys were playing Mario Maker and Super Mario World and a lot of games like that.
I'm going to link you a Twitter, and I'm going to ask if this is him.
Okay. No.
That's someone else?
Oh, it's him. What the hell?
Yeah, so he goes by P-Cole. That's his Twitter handle.
He goes by P-Cole?
Yeah, he used to be a Let's Player, and he was only known as P-Cole, but I guess he goes by Patty more nowadays. I don't really watch him, but I guess people like him, so.
I guess I don't follow him on Twitter.
Him. I figured that's who you were talking about, because how many Patties are there, honestly?
Not I thought at least two, you know?
There's at least one Patty out there.
Ooh. Oh, yeah.
At the end of Thursday, we got OG Bioshock.
Okay.
Oh, and before that, Fire Emblem Three Houses. Yes.
Where's the DMC Devil May Cry runs?
It's also on there.
Where?
It's
what?
Just, it's a couple games about Fire Emblem. At 4:30, 5:38 your time.
That's Devil May Cry 5.
Oh, that's something else? The fuck?
Yeah, DMC Devil May Cry was the reboot.
Oh, right.
And then they recently went back to the well and just like, yeah, we'll make this game, but I liked the original game, or DMC Devil May Cry, it's whatever.
Well,
that's fine.
You will have to keep waiting for that one, I guess.
Salvner is playing Subnautica on Friday morning.
Oh.
Everybody should watch that. Salvner is actually a guy that he streams on Twitch. He gets however many viewers, but he streams Subnautica runs, and he streams like the new patch and different variations on the run. And he comes to my chat I only discovered him because he raided me one time, and I was like, "Oh hey," and he's just like, "Oh hey," and now we're now we're pals. So
if you get raided by someone, that means you're already good pals.
Except for that one guy that raided me in Tetris 99. Never heard hide nor hair of him ever again. Shoutouts to him.
Oh, later that day we got VVV VVV. That's a really solid indie game where you jump to the ceiling then back to the floor a lot.
The Boshi game?
There's a Boshi portion with VVV.
Yeah, I know.
VVV themed section of that game. Ooh, the Pac-Man block is after the Celeste run. We got Pac-Man Championship Edition DX Plus. Oh, Pac-Man Arrangement, yo.
I don't know.
Pac-Man Arrangement is a very solid... It was essentially supposed to be like a sequel to Pac-Man in a way. And it's a maze, a typical Pac-Man maze game, but it has boost pads and all kinds of crazy pills you can use to like power up in the Arrangement speedrun. The main thing they use or take advantage of is this, there's like a blue pill I think that can show up in the middle of the stage, and essentially it creates a ghost Pac-Man that like mirrors your movements on the opposite side of the maze. So actually a long time ago, for those of you who follow like old school Pac-Man World 2 runs, the Ruse Man, aka Ruse SR, he actually discovered manipulations in Pac-Man Arrangements to like manipulate the blue pill to show up. So they'll like try to do movement where the blue pill shows up, they get it, they use the mirror image Pac-Man to beat the stage twice as fast, and it's pretty cool. So check it out. It's like a 10-minute run.
Is it actually a 10-minute run?
Yeah, it's like 10 minutes. It's really short.
The estimate is 11 minutes.
Yeah, so hopefully it's 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Or the rubber estimate. And yeah, also Joester is running it. He's a cool guy. He runs Pac-Man World 1. And yeah.
And then we have the Mega Man block.
Mega Man. Wind Waker by Linkus. CLG Linkus. Yes.
Yeah. I don't know how interesting the start is going to be.
That's going to be interesting because he has to do that crazy super swim stuff.
You have to pause buffer it. Is that at the beginning of standard def? Because this is standard.
Yeah, it is.
Depth.
It's the very first thing you do.
Yeah.
You like jump off the where you spawn up there. And I've actually seen Linkus. You can like start out doing the back and forth pauseless if you're fast enough.
Yeah.
And then eventually you start pausing. But I wonder how fast you gotta like flip the control stick to do that. That seems like crazy hard. I don't know. I trust Linkus, so hope that goes well.
Looking through all this. Control! You're doing a run of control!
Wait, you just skipped over Mario 64 Randomizer.
Yeah, Mario 64 Randomizer.
360
control,
Chrism
dude.
Is doing it with Simply and Funke.
Yeah, okay, cool.
Shout out to Chrism, old school Sunshine Runner. Now he's a variety runner of sorts.
A variety runner. That's a good way to phrase it.
But 360 Chrism's roots were with Sunshine. Never forget.
Yeah, he got a 122 and that was great.
Top 10, for show.
Yep.
Shortly after,
like, wow,
GBS
Chrism's
was
really
found.
Good. Like, wow, Chrism's really good. He was 122. And then time passed. And now we're
passage
all here.
Of time is a crazy thing, you know?
Yep. But yeah, Control's doing a run. They're doing a Control run.
Tony Hawk's Project 8.
You don't want to talk about Control?
What do you know about Control?
I don't know anything about Control.
All right, let's talk about it. Control's cool. I love it.
It was nominated for a lot of game awards. That's all I know.
So it must be good.
Yeah. Anyway, Tony Hawk's Pro Skater.
Let's see. What else do we got?
Ooh. If you've made it this far into the podcast, speedrunning is...
We got to explain. We have a new quota. You know, first it's me mentioning the 80% history video. And then what about Cafelon? Was it?
We just mentioned Caf.
We mentioned Caf. We got those two down.
Yeah.
Now we got to explain speedrunning every single episode.
Speedrunning is where you go fast in a game. You go fast, and then you run. You speedily run.
Sounds lame. All right, moving on.
Yeah, it does sound lame.
so they have Guitar Hero. Oh, Guitar Hero Showcase. Okay, so not really a speedrun, but then again, one of the most popular runs which debuted at AGDQ 2015, the first one I actually went to, was the TGM, like the Tetris playthroughs.
Oh, yeah.
And people love those. They're not really speedruns in a sense, but they're super amazing, like just highly technical. It's Tetris. It's crazy, of course. Yeah. But they're going to have a Guitar Hero showcase by Frosted GH. And let me tell you, high-level Guitar Hero will blow your fucking mind, so you better watch that.
They use their elbow.
They use the elbow for the strum bar. It gets pretty intense.
Yeah.
They like to they rake the strum bar to strum insanely fast.
I know that a guy I went to school with was like best in Ontario.
Whoa, Ontario.
And I was like, okay, cool.
See, in Guitar Hero, I got to a point where I was like really good compared to a casual player, but really bad compared to an actual good player.
Yep. Yeah, that's how it goes, man.
In GH3, I 5-starred every song on Expert except for Raining Blood and TTFAF. Mm-hmm. But 5-starring is not that impressive compared to like an actual FC. So I'm sounding better than I actually am. I'm not that good, but yeah.
Well, it's like in Melee or anything like that, where it's just like, oh yeah, I'm the best on my block.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that means dick.
See, I was probably the best Guitar Hero player on my block. So watch out.
I was probably the best Rock Band drum player on my block, but I know somebody that was actually better that I used to be friends with.
I feel like Rock Band drums, or like any rhythm game drums, just translates almost entirely to just being good at regular drums.
Yep.
Whereas Guitar Hero guitars, it's quite a bit different than actual guitars.
Yeah, you press the button down and you strum at the same time.
Like if you're good at actual playing drums, you probably pick up Guitar Hero or Rock Band drums pretty quickly, right?
Definitely.
I suck at drums.
I never was good at drums beforehand or anything like that. Like I got good at playing Rock Band drums, but yeah. And then I thought about buying an actual drum set and I was just like, nah, whatever.
I've only ever played drums in Rock Band like 3 times in my life, but I had to do medium because I was like so bad.
Dude, I remember having to play easy.
Then again, I was using my friend's like broken cymbal that didn't work half the time.
Oh yeah.
So that might have been holding me back a bit, but yeah.
Did it do a double hit?
I don't even know. I think sounds like it wouldn't like register a hit sometimes.
That was the issue that mine had. It would always issue it or it would send out a double hit, and it's just like, ugh.
Yeah, those cymbals were super cheap.
And for a gamer like me, a true gamer like me, whenever you get a double hit, you're just like, I didn't deserve that. And I'm trying to FC this shit or whatever you're trying to do.
I gotta get the FC. Fuck a PB.
Untitled Goose Game. Sorry, I skipped to the end of Friday.
That's a pretty popular game.
I skipped to the end of Friday.
We're like halfway through, and you just mentioned a game at the very bottom. Untitled Goose Game.
It's like, oh, they're the end game is gonna be Chrono Trigger.
Finale by Various. The End. An Eternal Enigma.
So it's not Chrono Trigger this time.
It's Super Metroid Impossible.
I'm so glad that they're not ending with another Chrono Trigger-esque game.
Wait, is Super Metroid Impossible like a ROM hack of Super Metroid?
I don't know.
I'm assuming. By Oats and Goats?
By Oats and Goats.
Oats and Goats, a former Super Metroid WR holder. I know that much. Oh, you just skipped over... Oh, wait, no, you were right before it. Mario Maker 2, 4v4 Blind Relay Race.
Yep, I'm looking forward to that too. I'm looking forward to the Myst speedrun, or the Riven speedrun, the Myst speedrun, and the Mario Maker 2 relay.
Oh, the Beast is going to be there? You love the Beast.
Yeah, the Beast is there. Grand Pooh Bear's there. Panga's there.
Oh, let's not forget your boy, Barbarian.
Barbarian.
Barbarian, Pangea Panga, Grand Pooh Bear, Carl Sagan. There's a lot of big names.
Yep.
No Trihex, though. Is Trihex even going?
I
have no idea. I don't know why I asked you.
Just like, I don't know.
No, you stock Trihex, right? You know exactly what he's doing right now.
I didn't know that Patty's Twitter was Peacole or whatever.
He used to always be just Peacole, but I guess he's matured into a Patty now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's a lot of good people at that Super Mario Maker 2 race. That's going to be fun. It's going to be fun to watch. If you want to watch people really good at Mario Maker play really weird levels, and like just blind, not even knowing what's coming up, that's gonna be really fun.
If you want to see people play Mario Maker levels better like blinds than I play a level after an hour of grinding it. Watch that.
Yeah. Do you want to talk about that?
Oh, which thing? Oh, right. So Sid submitted a level to, was it Barbarian?
Barbarius King.
Okay.
That's his tag.
I like saying Barbarian. Go ahead.
Yeah, well, it says Barbarian here. I don't know why it says... Whatever. Yeah, so I submitted the level to Barbarius King on, like, a subscriber day or whatever. And I... Are you there?
I'm here.
Okay. So I feel like you were just, like, oddly quiet for a while.
No, I was listening to you.
Yeah. Fuck it. What an asshole listening to me.
I know. The nerve.
So yeah, I submitted that level that I recently made that is actually really cool. It's like a water level that is kind of, it's actually a speed run as well.
Okay, him saying cool water level is not a very good sell, but trust me, it's pretty cool. It uses like some pretty cool underwater mechanics.
Yeah, like it makes you go fast in a water level that, and actually Barbarius King kind of inspired me to make the water level because I watch his stream a lot and he goes, there's not enough water levels. Like, I want people to make water levels. And I was just like, you know what? I'll take a hit at it. Take a hit at the pipe of underwater levels. And I ended up making a pretty interesting one. I submitted it to him after Trey and Rasmus had beaten it. Trey played it for a bit, right?
It took me, I would say, like 20 to 30 minutes to beat it once, probably.
Yeah.
And then I got a decent time on it, or a time I thought was decent, until Barbarius played it.
Yeah, and Barbarius,
Barbarian.
He played it, and he beat it pretty fast, or not pretty fast, but he beat it. And then it was the one time that whole day where he just went, you know what, I'm just going to keep playing this level. So
that's quite an honor.
Fairly flattering. He doesn't really do that. And he was just like, yeah, this is the best level of the day so far, but it was like, I don't know how many levels it was in, but he thought it was a pretty good level. He actually beat my time that I ended up getting in that level. He looked at the clear check time isn't that great, but I ended up getting a 38 once, and I was just like, okay, so 38's possible.
I was thinking, like, time. After me playing it, I was thinking, okay, 38 must be like barely possible, because I got like a 39.4.
And I ended up playing it a little bit more and getting a 38, and I was just like, yeah, 38's possible. I could record that, but whatever. And so the best that I did making the level was a high 38 seconds out of a 40 second timer, because you have to put a timer for this level and make it somewhat strict, because otherwise I had uploaded it before and you could just swim through the level. Like, there's nothing inherently pushing you towards the end other than a strict timer.
Yeah, the first level. Time I played your level with the non-strict timer, I thought it was kind of lame because I just like swam through it.
Yeah.
I was like, what's the point of all this stuff around here?
So forcing you to actually play the level, it was kind of cool. So Barb, understanding that, played it and was just like, this is a really good level. He ended up beating what I ended up getting. He beat it by like 0.9, probably. He got a low 38 second. And then... Being a big streamer like Barb is, random nerds started playing it, and now the world record is 37.8 or something, and I'm just like, Jesus Christ.
God bless those random nerds, let me tell you.
I am one of those random nerds. I'm not...
We've all been that random nerd.
Yeah, I'm not shitting on the random nerds. I am definitely a random nerd when it comes to... I don't know, Super Mario Sunshine or other Mario Maker levels, but yeah, shout out to those random nerds. But yeah, it was really cool that happened.
And if you want to play
so
this
watch
level,
that relay.
We will. You want to link the level code in the description?
Sure, I'll do that.
If you want to try it out yourself, see if you can beat it. Honestly, if you can just beat it, I'd say you're pretty darn good at Mario. So,
it's
a tough level.
Easy to beat. Not easy to beat.
You got to figure out sort of the mechanics he intends you to use with like the treadmills and the enemy placement and all that stuff.
Yep. You just got to take advantage of all the setups in the level.
And cool. Best of luck if you try it out.
Mario Maker's a good game. They're doing a 4v4 blind relay race at this year's GDQ in, when this goes up, 3 days' time?
Yeah, it's on Saturday. I guess four days.
So, yeah, enjoy that. What are you most looking forward to, Trey?
That's a good question. I guess there were definitely a few games that I played before, and I obviously would look forward to those. But I mean, Sonic CD, Sonic 3 and Knuckles, 2D Sonic games, speedruns always have a place in my heart. They're pretty impressive to watch.
Yep.
Then again, I've seen them plenty of times before, so I'm not sure what else they can bring to the table on those. I'm just checking through the list one more time.
I'm really looking forward to the Mists, to the Riven speedrun. Uh-huh. Riven speedrun, totally down.
I'm looking forward to the Fire Emblem Three Houses run, because I never actually watched one of those. I love the game, but I've never seen a speedrun of it, so I might actually watch that and see what it's all about.
I think from the small bit of research I did before we talked about Fire Emblem on one of the podcasts one time, so that I could talk about the speedrun, it's all menuing.
Dude, I love menuing. People sleep on menuing, but it's dope.
Sure.
I think that the fun part of speedrunning Fire Emblem, if I was to speedrun that, it's much more fun to route it than to actually execute it.
Yeah.
And
I believe that.
Another problem with that game, or Fire Emblem games to speedrun, is there's no way around them being fairly heavily luck reliant, because the growths that you get when you level up are totally random. So if you just like don't level up strength for a few levels, you're probably screwed. So I guess they probably have some backup strats in mind if they get bad level ups. I gotta see about that. Could see some cool improv, maybe.
I don't see Death Stranding.
No Death Stranding? What?
I was just thinking about it because when I was talking about doing Death Stranding speedrun, I haven't finished the game, for the record. I have not finished the game yet. And I just put it down after hitting a lot of cutscenes. Death Stranding would be that game to like make me appreciate menuing in a speedrun, but I haven't done it. So, and it's not here, you know? Where am I going to learn how to do a Death Stranding speedrun? Why are they not playing the 5 hours
the masterpiece of Death Stranding?
Yeah.
They should do Death Stranding all cutscenes.
That sounds amazing.
Just spend an entire 2 days on that. Screw it.
I'm pretty sure you can skip all the cutscenes.
Yeah, you can, but they should just like watch the cutscenes for the marathon. That'd be a terrible idea.
That's a great... Oh, did you see Bonus Game 4 is being played?
Yo, they go up to Bonus Game 6 on this bitch.
Dude, Bonus Runner's also playing this.
How did Bonus Runner get like 6 runs in? This is bullshit.
Yeah, I don't know. Some Connor 8 or what is it?
Think about the other runners. Come on. Oh, yo, Tasselfoot? I haven't seen the name Tasselfoot on the internet in probably 10 years. I think Tasselfoot used to have like YouTube videos of just random Flash games of like 100%ing them and stuff. Because like back in the day, back in the good old internet days, 2008 roughly, I was a huge Flash game player. And I would sometimes see videos from, I think it was Tasselfoot. So that's a throwback seeing him on there. He's doing some donation reading, I guess. That's my last comment on that. Other runs I'm looking forward to, the Guitar Hero should be fun to watch. I love Guitar Hero, so.
Dude, I just like showcases of really good at video game people.
You know, it makes me wonder, because showcases oftentimes end up outdoing real speedruns in terms of like viewership and stuff. When does GDQ just straight up become like epic gamers, like, I don't know, like not just speedrun themed, like any game impressively done themed, right?
Well, like they're already there, right?
Yeah, I mean, but it's still like 97% speedrunning, right?
Well, it's the niche, right? The reason that they're so successful is because it's a huge niche.
Mm-hmm. But do you think that like the ratio of showcases to speedruns will ever change over time?
I don't know.
More Tetris-esque stuff, or will it mainly stick to vast majority speedrun stuff?
It'll definitely stick vast majority to speedrun.
You're probably right.
Like I wouldn't be surprised.
Yeah,
I wouldn't be surprised if there was like 3 showcases or something like that. But like, also like, there's the blindfolded the blindfolded punch out and stuff like that. So there are other showcases that aren't necessarily speed related. They run a timer. Yeah. They run a timer, but it's still like something that somebody practiced that isn't necessarily speed, you know?
And there's also the TaskBot block, which we didn't mention. There's a TaskBot plays Mario Bros. 3 and TaskBot plays Mario Bros. 2. Pretty straightforward.
I last GDQ actually made it so that I really actually don't appreciate TASs all that much anymore.
You haven't even watched the Mario Sunshine TAS.
Yeah, I just don't care.
would really enjoy it, I think.
I'm much more, I don't know, I'm just much more into watching somebody play the game. If they're using a TAS, like, who cares, right?
Yeah, like, it's, you know, these 64 runners, they're impressive, but they all use TAS, so it's not that impressive.
I didn't even know that was a clip that existed. That's hilarious. That's an amazing clip.
I showed Sid a clip of this guy who doesn't, he's not involved in speedrunning whatsoever. It's this really funny clip. Back when Breath of the Wild first came out, a runner named Vinnick, who had like some of the original Breath of the Wild, like pretty much week one world records, which don't mean a whole lot, but he had them. I guess he was like in a random person's stream who was playing Breath of the Wild. And he looked ridiculous. He had like these orange glasses on. He just looked like, when you think gamer, you picture this guy, right?
Yeah, he's a gamer.
And I guess Vinnick like asked him what his opinion on speedrunning was or something. I'm not entirely sure. And his response was like, speedruns are cool and like they're fun to watch. But like you see these Mario 64 runners, they all use TAS, like time assisting services, I think it's called. And it's not that impressive if they can just use that. And it was just so funny.
It's just like surface level mistake from somebody that doesn't know anything about speedrunning.
It's like, how out of the loop can you be? And it's like, it's fine to view that perspective.
Like they all use TAS. It's like, what?
No, TAS.
Yeah, TAS.
Time assisting services.
Time assisting services.
Oh, and the funniest part of that clip is that Whoopers EFG follows him during it. And he's like, oh, Woofers FG1, thanks for the follow. Welcome to the Nerd Army or something.
Yeah, that's funny.
So good.
Funny stuff.
Oh, man.
Shout out to that guy.
Shout out to that epic guy playing Breath of the Wild.
Yeah, I'm actually kind of... I hadn't looked through the schedule at all yet, so...
This is my first time looking at it, too. I figured I'd look at it... We didn't plan this whatsoever, actually.
No.
We didn't have, like, that many ideas what to talk about today, but... I figured, yeah, let's give our first impressions on this schedule, first time viewing it, see what we got.
It's going to be a good event.
Garfield caught in the act.
Pardon?
Any thoughts on Garfield caught in the act?
No.
Any percent Genesis?
Is Cynicism running it?
No.
No, okay.
But he okay, just might no pick thoughts. That game up in the near future.
Dude, he ran Shrek 2. Why not Garfield's... Lasagna attack. What was it?
Lasagna attack.
He eats lasagna.
It's caught in the act, but lasagna attack. That could also work.
Lasagna attack. That rhymed.
I was close. Lasagna attack. Caught in the act.
Yeah.
I like it. Mm-hmm. Maybe Cynicism will add it to his endless repertoire of random games.
But yeah, this was a pretty cool impromptu. I know that we went through like the first few days and... At this point, it'll be Tuesday. You can go into the VODs for the Riven run. See how good that is.
Yeah, the runs won't ever go away. Even if you can't stay up, Sid, the VODs will always be there. So
yeah, I can watch it on YouTube when they upload it later.
Thank goodness like, for YouTube uploads.
Just like the 120 runs that you've done, the GDQ runs.
The two of them, they're still up there. Dude, for some reason, my 120 run from GDQ 2018, I guess it was getting heavily recommended to random people because they like... broke 2.5 million views or something.
People love Sunshine, dude.
It's crazy.
At the same time, people hate Sunshine, but they fucking love Sunshine. Weird.
It's a love-hate game. You either love it or you hate it.
Just a weird thing. Like, even if you're a speedrunner, like, sure, you hate the cutscene and stuff, but you still... But then there's just so many people that just have this opinion that they hate it. Like, why? Okay,
tier list. S rank, all the games I run. C rank, every other game except Sunshine. F rank, Sunshine.
Yeah, that was a good tweet. But yeah, that was cool, impromptu, looking at this schedule.
Let's see, what did we not cover? We covered our new team name. We covered maybe going on vacation for 2 weeks. Well, we'll remind you guys of that next time, next episode, the very beginning, so you don't forget when why we're not here. And
I think we're about at the end, right?
Yeah. Go watch GDQ. There's still half of it to go, and we got some good shit coming up.
So. Next week we'll have a guest, and it'll be great.
And Romato apparently will love him.
If we can get him.
Yeah.
We haven't asked him. He's a
tough man to get, but we'll get him on. Don't worry.
He'll be down. He'll be down. I think he'll be down.
Down to clown, of course.
That's what I'm thinking. Anyway, and I hope you enjoyed the podcast.
Yep.
Listen to us on Google Play and Spotify. This has been Sid. Trey, do you have anything else to say?
That's all from me. Spotify, Google Play, we're on there.
Follow both of our streams. We've been streaming. We've been enjoying it.
I'm actually, after my 2 month break, I'm streaming again. So follow me on twitch.tv/AberageTrey, I think it's pronounced.
Yeah, it's something like
Average.
That. Sided Williams over here.
Sid Ed but Williamson.
You guys have a good rest of your day. Enjoy GDQ, and we'll see you next week.
Peace.